at 1:35. Presence are Vice President, Vice Chair Thomas, Senator Thomas, and Senator Dyson, and Betty Davis.
Yeah, you'll need to adopt the CS.
This is a CS? Okay. We do have a new CS.
Okay.
I'm going to need, we have before us today Senate Bill 151, and we do have a CS in our presence. And before we call up for the discussion of it, I guess I'll ask for this to be adopted.
I'd move that we adopt committee substitute for SB 151 for purposes of our discussion.
It's been moved that we adopt the CS 151 for discussion purposes. Hearing objections, we accept it. And I'd like to call the sponsor of this bill up. Senator Elton Ellis.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Johnny Ellis, representing downtown and midtown Anchorage in the state Senate. And I'm joined by my staffer, Kate Herring, who's staffed me on this piece of legislation. I know time is short at this time of the session. I really appreciate you having the bill before you. I made some brief remarks on the floor of the Senate a while back because the bill was not my idea. It was a request from the Kalinka family after a family tragedy and the tragic loss of their son, Eric Kalinka. Due to folks around not having any basic first aid knowledge and Mr. Kalinka unfortunately losing his life due to blood loss. Very tragic circumstance. So we're not proposing to name this in statute after Mr. Kalinka, but I bring the bill before you in his memory and in the hope of saving some other lives in the future. The legislation before you, Madam Chair, would require first-time driver's license applicants in the state of Alaska to complete CPR and first aid training before obtaining their license. That's offered in many schools across the state for young people. There's also the option of online training courses to meet this requirement. There's no known opposition. The legislation is supported by the American Heart Association, and that's where the committee substitute came from, some of their suggested changes, along with the Anchorage Fire Department, American Red Cross of Alaska. I do also want to give credit to Senator Cowdery, who sponsored the bill with my co-sponsorship in past legislatures. We've scaled down the bill and made it very simple and straightforward, and we recommend it to you today. I'll end it there and try and answer any questions, and I know there's some folks who would like to testify before we run out of time today. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, just one other point, Madam Chair. Everyone knows we live in a state where we're prone to natural disaster and personal injury, and we live a rugged and outdoor lifestyle, many Alaskans, and so a basic knowledge of CPR and first aid makes all the sense in the world for our young people to have, and maybe we can save a life. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We do have some people signed up to testify. Are there any questions before we take testimony? If not, we'll start off with Sue Brooke.
Excuse me, Madam Chairman.
Yes.
I'm supposed to be up in finance, and I'll come back as soon as you need me for a vote.
They've been pushed.
They said they're not going to meet until 2. Did you get the message?
No. They never tell me anything.
I'm sorry. I thought you knew, so I didn't say anything, but they said they'll start at 2.
And I will stay.
All right. Thank you.
A lot more fun.
Sue Brooke, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but I wasn't planning on giving testimony.
Oh, you weren't going to testify? You were just... Okay.
Just to be available for questions.
Okay. Okay, we'll go to Dwayne Benock. Dwayne?
Good afternoon, Senator. Dwayne Benock here at the DMV. I'm in the same boat, just here to help answer any questions if there are, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Jim Foster?
Good afternoon. I'm up here in Anchorage. I'm with Anchorage Fire Department. I've been a paramedic for 27 years. I've been with Anchorage Fire Department 17 and a half years. And as everyone's probably aware, our survival rate nationwide for cardiac arrest is on the order of 5%. 5 people out of 100 live to talk about it. The people that have better outcomes invariably have CPR performed prior to the arrival of EMS providers. So it's very important that citizens are
acquire the CPR skill and to be good at it. Seattle, where it's just part of their culture, they have on the order of a 46% survival rate, much higher, nine times higher than the national average, and it's directly attributable to the citizen CPR. They teach CPR in school, they teach it in the workplace. It's just a part of being a citizen in that area. And I think that's a good model to emulate and to imitate, and the state of Alaska, this bill would take a big step in that direction, and I'm available to answer any questions anyone may have for me. I am an instructor as well. I've taught CPR for on the order of 20 years, and I'm currently a regional faculty instructor with the Heart Association, in addition to being an instructor at the university, and I'm EMS Battalion Chief at the Fire Department there here in Anchorage.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is that Suzanne there?
I'm sorry, Madam Chairman, are you calling on Suzanne?
Yes.
Thank you. For the record, I am Suzanne Minier, and I serve as Director of Advocacy in Alaska for the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association. And I am here today to testify in support of Senate Bill 151.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Madam Chair, each year, cardiovascular disease and sudden cardiac arrest claim the lives of 325,000 Americans before they reach a hospital. Nearly 80% of cardiac arrests occur at home and are witnessed by a family member. It's sobering to note that on average, and I was going to say fewer than 7% of cardiac arrest victims survive. Sounds like, by Mr. Foster's testimony, even more staggering than that. This is because the vast majority of those witnessing the arrest are people who do not know how to perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation, which is most commonly referred to as CPR. And yet, effective bystander CPR provided immediately after cardiac arrest can double a victim's chance of survival. I'd like to offer a few more statistics about CPR. CPR helps maintain vital blood flow to the heart and to the brain, and it increases the amount of time that an electric shock from a defibrillator can be effective. Brain death starts to occur 4 to 6 minutes after someone experiences cardiac arrest if no CPR and defibrillation occur during that time. Therefore, time lost is brain lost. If bystander CPR is not provided, a victim's chance of survival falls 7 to 10% for every minute of delay until defibrillation. Few attempts at resuscitation are successful if CPR and defibrillation are not provided within minutes of a victim's collapse. Conversely, the swift initiation of the chain of survival dramatically increases the successful outcome. And I'd like to offer here that I'm not sure if Lydia Stevens is going to be able to make a call into the committee today. She is a teacher's assistant at Ptarmigan Elementary in here in Anchorage. Last year when she was employed at Airport Heights, she suffered cardiac arrest, and due to the swift action of her coworkers and a school nurse who administered CPR until the emergency responders could get to the scene, which I understand Mr. Foster was one of them from the Anchorage Fire Department. Because of everyone's swift action and the initiation of the chain of survival, I'm pleased to report I spoke to Lydia at her school just less than an hour ago, and if she's able to make it online so you can hear her story, she'll be happy to do so, or we'll get the written testimony to the committee. I'd like to conclude by saying that the mission of the American Heart Association is to reduce death from heart disease and stroke, and it's the association's goal to increase survival of cardiac emergencies by increasing the number of lay providers who are trained in CPR. Death from sudden cardiac arrest is not inevitable. If more people knew CPR, more lives could be saved. Passage of Senate Bill 151 will ensure a significantly greater number of Alaskans are trained and prepared to respond to a cardiac event or other life-threatening emergency of a loved one, coworker, neighbor, or friend. Madam Chair, I respectfully urge you and the Senate HES Committee to swiftly advance this important and life-saving legislation. Thank you very much for providing me with the opportunity to testify today.
Thank you very much. I'd like to say that Senator Elton has joined us. Thank you for coming. And we have one other person that signed up. Shad.
Eagle Tara.
Yeah. You can pronounce your name when you come up.
Thanks. My name is Shad Ingletera. I'm here representing the American Red Cross of Alaska. Actually, the Southeast Service Center Director. So, and basically, I want to say that I support Senate Bill 151. One of the things that our classes do, aside from the CPR and first aid, is that we teach how to think in emergency. And that's really one of the most important skills that anybody can have. And it's really important when you talk about driving. If you have to make quick decisions, this type of thinking is going to come in handy. So we focus on how do you make your decisions in an emergency. Your checking the scene, checking the victim, calling it, caring. The other thing is that, as we all know, Alaska does tend to be a large state with lots of rural estate in between of the cities and towns. And my friends and I were out hiking one time, and they always laugh at me because I bring my first aid kit. Well, one of them wasn't laughing when he fell 20 feet from a cliff and landed on his head. Fortunately, he's got a hard head. I just had to do some bandaging. But, you know, had I not been there with head wounds, those can bleed out pretty quick. So who knows what might have happened. And then as far as, like, individuals go, I myself have been a recipient of rescue breathing. When I was 6 months old, I stopped breathing. And my father, who happened to be a police officer, thank goodness for me, gave me rescue breaths. Otherwise, I would have been classified as a SIDS baby. So all of this training is something that I really believe in. And one of the neat things is that as somebody who's responded to an accident, and I was kind of late, and I decided I had to stop anyway because I am part of the Red Cross. And so I got out of my car with my friend, and I said, okay, you go take care of this person, and I'll run over here. And when I got to the scene where the mom was freaking out, and the two little kids were crying, and there was a baby in the car, and I said, hi, my name's Shad. I'm Red Cross trained in CPR and first aid. Can I help you? Everybody all of a sudden calmed down, and one of them said, okay, everybody, stand back. He knows first aid. And so they all gave me room to work. So it's really good to be able to have that knowledge and that skill. And especially, you know, if you drive a day down one of our long highways and count the number of cars you see, it could be one or zero. And so you really want somebody to stop who has that training. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We did adopt the CS, but we didn't have an explanation given in the difference. And maybe I should call you back up to do that.
For the record, my name is Kate Herring. I'm staff to Senator Ellis, and I'd be happy to go over the changes made in the CS. The first change is a change in the language in the title at the request of the American Heart Association that changed the word, the title from CPR first aid classes to CPR first aid training. That gives folks room to do self-instructed follow a self-instructive program. We actually have a study that should be in your packet that talks about the efficacy of a 30-minute self-instructive program. The second change is that we clarified that the bill only applies to applicants who have never held a license in Alaska or out of state. We didn't want this bill to apply to folks that have held a license in another state. You know, Alaska does have rules, I believe, about how long you can be in state before you have to change over your license. So at the request of the DMV, we changed it so that just first-time applicants would get this, so that Alaska has a chance to grow into this bill.
Madam Chair, if I could interrupt there for just a second, just a little bit of history. I made a reference in my opening remarks about the bill that Senator Cowdery and I co-sponsored in a previous legislature that did not pass. That was a requirement that we, you know, from the same request of the same family, that we have first aid and CPR classes available in all public schools across Alaska. And the school districts were up in arms. They said it's a great idea, but it's an unfunded mandate unless you're going to fund these programs, require them, and fund them all across the state. We can't be in support of the bill. So as I said, this is a stripped down, simplified approach to the problem. And the idea is that we would, as a condition of getting your first time driver's license in the state of Alaska for young people, to grow into this requirement over time. And it's a zero fiscal note now, which commends it, makes the advocates believe we can get this passed this year, and it would be a good thing. So the idea before was classes in the public schools. Now we're just saying that You have to get this training before you get your, a young person gets their initial driver's license. We didn't want to burden folks, older folks coming in from outside or people renewing their license. So eventually we will have, it will take time, but over the years we will grow into a population that has had this training if they get their driver's license, as a condition of the driver's license. So that takes the burden off the school districts and simplifies the approach, and but still achieves the same goal of citizenry that is equipped to handle emergencies and save some lives.
Thank you.
Finally, the last change is it inserts as prescribed by regulation on line 10, and this allows the DMV to work with stakeholders in order to develop language and regulations regarding what exactly what acceptable evidence means. It gives them the organizations and the DMV that have expertise in this area to kind of suss everything out. That's the sum up of the CS.
All right, thank you very much for the explanation. Are there any questions? Any comments? And it's my intent to move this bill out of the committee. What do I hear?
I would make a motion that committee substitute for SB 151 /M version be moved to the next committee of referral with attached fiscal note, which I understand is zero, I think, and with the individual recommendations.
Thank you. It's been moved that we move the Senate Bill CS 151 out of the committee. Hear no objection, so moved.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Also, I'd like to adjourn the